living a stress-free life. Have you been enjoying that? I have. I've been enjoying it. And the foundation scripture, I'll read it to you, is found in Proverbs 14:30. In the Amplified Translation, it says, "A calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and the health of the body." So we see there the connection between a healthy body and the things that we think, how we respond to things in our lives, that we can do things in our lives that will perpetuate actually that 120 years, living a long, strong life and having certain things in our life just go away and disappear, put them to our side. The Living Bible says, "A relaxed attitude lengthens a man's life." So practice relaxing right now. Oh, I could feel the room just kind of go down a little bit. Message translation says, "A sound mind makes for a robust body." And the New Living Translation, "A peaceful heart leads to a healthy life." Our quality and length of life is cut short or extended in relationship to how we handle the stress that surrounds us. And we talked about several ways to handle that stress. The first one we talked about some weeks ago, we overcome stress by casting all of our care onto the Lord. We overcome stress by casting all of our care onto the Lord. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care on him, for he cares for you." Verse 7 of the Amplified Translation, "Casting the whole of your care, all of your anxieties, all of your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully." So we do that. We cast all of our anxieties, our worries, our cares, our concerns over unto him. And this scripture in Hebrews 12:1 in the New Living, "Let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us." So as we don't allow that to enter in, don't allow the cares of the world, the lust, the pressures of other things entering in, that's what chokes the word. That's what stops the word. So we have to live in a place, and we can do that. We can live. It is possible. It is doable with everything that is surrounding us and all the issues and the problems that are going on, that you can live in a place of the peace of God. You can live in a place of being stress-free. And that stuff that's around you doesn't affect you. As a matter of fact, you control it. You tell it what to do. You command it. And you use your authority. So we overcome stress by casting all of our care over unto the Lord. Let's do that right now. In the name of Jesus, say it. I cast all of my care, all my anxiety, all worries, concerns, pressure, and stress over unto the Lord. And really doing that, it really does affect us. It affects the way we look. It affects the way we think. And you can develop in that, and you can grow in that, and you can be, you don't have to be a champion warrior. You can be a champion warrior for God. Another thing we talked about, we overcome stress by laughing and rejoicing in the Lord. That was okay. Proverbs 17:22, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine." There you go. Ha, 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 ha. It does. It does. We've gone through all kinds of studies about how that affects us and what laughing and rejoicing in the Lord. What rejoicing in the Lord does. 16 times the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Philippians while he was in jail, he used the word joy or rejoice over and over and over again. Joy or rejoice. It says in the Message translation of that, "A cheerful disposition is good for your health. Gloom and doom leaves you bone tired." So again, you see the effect that it has. Everybody give me a smile. Smile at Pastor George. Smile. Some of you are, some of you aren't. All right. Nehemiah 8:10, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." So it's good. It's good to be joyful. It's good. It's good to be happy. You know, there was a like I told you some blonde men jokes a couple of weeks ago, just things that I laugh at. I heard one the other day. This was pretty funny. This guy was talking about St. Peter, and it's this this story is not theologically correct, but it's funny nonetheless. Anyway, so he's at the gates of heaven and he's welcoming people coming into heaven. And all of a sudden this woman comes walking up to the gates and Peter greets her, says, welcome. He said, now I'm telling everybody this, there's one thing that you need to do, one thing that you need to do before you are able to enter into heaven. She said, what is that? She said, you have to know how to spell one word, one word. She said, what is that word? He said, love. So she spelled L-O-V-E. He said, come in, come on in. And as she walked in, she thanked him, started to walk away. He said, excuse me, ma'am, would you come back here? Yes. He said, listen, I've got some things I've got to go take care of. So I'm asking you, if you would stand here at the gate and the next people that come up, if you could just let them know that they need to be able to spell that word to be able to get in, if you'd do that for me. Oh, sure, I would love to. Thank you. Yes. So she stood there. And the next person that came up was her ex-husband. She looked at him, kind of looked up and down. She said, well, you're here. Yeah, I'm here. He said, what are you doing right here? She said, well, St. Peter was here welcoming people and he asked me if I would stand here and greet the people. And he said, to make sure that people knew that there was one word that they needed to know how to spell before they entered into heaven. He said, what's that one word? She said, Czechoslovakia. I can just tell some people are going to look at each other this week and go, Czechoslovakia. That's the word of the week. So we overcome stress by laughing and rejoicing in the Lord. Come on, rejoice in the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We overcome stress through a grateful heart and thanksgiving. Giving the Lord thanksgiving to Him. I use the scripture Philippians 4, 6, and 7 from the Passion Translation. Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer through each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell Him every detail of your life, then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will make the answers known to you through Jesus Christ. And we found out that medical research study found that expressing gratitude has lasting effects on the brain and on the body. We looked at the Luke 17 talking about the one leper that came back to give thanks unto the Lord. That leper was made whole. Everything in his life. Wholeness comes through thanksgiving. As we give the Lord thanksgiving and as we are grateful, grateful instead of complaining about what's wrong, what's not right, we just continually give God thanksgiving and offer Him gratitude for all that He's done because the Lord is faithful to us. I want you to look now at Psalm 61, and we're going to take this into another step today, talking about just various ways that the Lord has placed in my heart to share with you about how you deal with stress and how to get rid of that stress in your life. And as we've talked about, laughing, rejoicing, gratitude, casting that care over onto the Lord. And now this one today, I'll tell you what it is in just a moment, but let's read through the scripture. Psalm 61, verses 1 and 2. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. You know, the things that we face in our lives, they can be complicated, they can be stressful at times, pressure out there. There's a lot of decisions that need to be made. There are a lot of decisions that I make in the position that I have, that I make as a husband, father, CEO, pastor. There are decisions that you're making, things that are set before you, such as what do I do about this? Or what do I do about that? Or where should I go to school? Or where should I send my child? Or what? Just all kinds of questions. Should I go here? Should I go there? And those questions seem to fly around. And whenever the issues begin to pile up like that, and they start building up, we need to immediately think about this scripture when it talks to us about this. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lead me to that high place. Lead me to a place that rock that is higher, you get an overview. you're able to look out over the whole thing and get the whole picture from up there instead of being in the midst of the trees of the forest. You're seeing the whole forest, and the Lord is showing you things and revealing things to you. So when our hearts are overwhelmed, we need to reach for a higher vantage point to get a better perspective. And so the wisdom of God is the rock we stand on in stressful times. The wisdom of God is the rock that we stand on in stressful times. You're there in the vicinity. Turn over to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Say wisdom.
Wisdom.
Say wisdom is the principal thing. You know, we'll get to this in just a moment, but whenever I'm facing situations or there's a lot going on, I spend time praying in the Spirit, And I was praying in the Spirit the other day. I had a number of things that were before me, decisions to be made, preparations that had to be done. And I just started praying in the Holy Spirit. And praying in the Spirit, that is a tremendous stress relief. It brings a refreshing into your life. And I was praying the other day, just had some things set before me, and praying about just all the decisions that need to be made and the things around here and all of that. And as I was praying in the Spirit, the Lord gave me a word, a wonderful word. And that was, praying in the Spirit gets you ahead of the curve. You know the phrase, behind the curve? You're behind the curve. You feel like you're behind the curve. You feel like everything is piling up, and you can't seem to get to everything that needs to be gotten to. And it's like a big pile on a desk. There's stuff over here, and there's stuff over there, and there are decisions to be made here, decisions to be made there. And the Holy Spirit has been given to us to be our helper, to help us in times like that. And one of the ways that He's given us to do that is to pray in the Spirit. And when you pray in the Spirit, you tap into the reservoir of the wisdom of God. Yes. You tap into what He wants you to do, how He wants you to do things. I've done that before, but just the other day when He said that, you know what that did? It lifted whatever stress and pressure was there. And I went, whoa, I get that. I get that. When you pray in the Spirit, you get the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God, just the knowing of what to do, brings such a relief, such a relief. And you don't even have to know. You just trust the Lord and know that there is wisdom there for that thing. Whatever it is that you're facing, whatever is going on, there's wisdom. There's an answer. There's an answer for it. And wisdom is such an important part. It is a gift from God. His wisdom is a gift to us. And in Proverbs 4, I want to read down through this, starting in verse 5. It says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote you. She shall bring you to honor when you embrace her. She shall give thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. I've taught thee in the way of wisdom. I've led thee in right paths. So when you go, your steps shall not be hindered, and when you run, you shall not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. What a tremendous passage that is. The wisdom of God. The wisdom of God, just knowing that wisdom is available. Wisdom has been made unto us. That's what it's been done. It's been made unto us. Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption has been made unto us by the Holy Spirit. And knowing, just knowing that there's wisdom for whatever you're facing will take the pressure off. Especially right now, if there are those of you who are in here and your mind may have wandered for a moment about that thing, whatever it is, the thing that's going on, the situation that you're dealing with, the family issue, the financial issue. You have to know right now that there is wisdom for every bit of it. The wisdom of God, there's direction. There are answers for you. And it says wisdom is the principal thing. The definition of principal thing, it is first in importance and number one priority. It's a number one priority. I like the New Living Translation. of verse 7. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing that you can do. Say wisdom.
Wisdom.
If anybody were to ask you today, what did Pastor George preach about? He preached about
wisdom.
The wisdom of God. All right. Wisdom, the Passion Translation says, wisdom is the most valuable commodity, so buy it. Revelation knowledge is what you need, so invest in it. It's important. The Septuagint in verse 8 says, build a fort for wisdom and she will lift you high. Wisdom will lift you high. It'll set you up on a high place. It'll bring you up to a place where you can actually see what's going on. No matter what's happening, no matter if it feels like you are totally and completely overwhelmed at this moment, I want to give you an assurance from the Word that when you put the wisdom of God first place in your life, putting the Word of God first place and pursuing that wisdom, then you'll find out what to do. I don't care if it's 5 things, 20 things, 25 things, 50 things, every one of those things, the Holy Spirit has an answer for you. I've experienced it. I've experienced it. I've experienced the lineup of things that I have before me. I'm very literally minded and you know, sort of graphically minded. And I've got a ledge by my windows at home, in my study, and I have folders, and I've got folders of various things that I'm responsible for, especially messages that I'm responsible to preach here in the next 30 days or so, which includes a trip to Ukraine, preaching 4 or 5 times with Pastor Terry on faith. So it's all lined up there so that I can see it. I can see it. And so instead of wringing my hands and worrying about what am I going to do, how am I going to handle that, I actually stand over those and take dominion. I take dominion over every one of them. And I point at those folders. Some of those are empty. And I point at that and say, I believe I received the wisdom of God for this. I believe I received the wisdom of God for that. I believe I received the wisdom of God for this. Then I turn around and have a big calendar, huge calendar in my office. And I point at that calendar. I have dominion over you in the name of Jesus. I have the wisdom of God to know how to use my time. How do I use my time? How do I spend my time? I have to seek the wisdom of God to lead me, guide me, and direct me. Show me, reveal to me what it is I'm to do. With this Victory-thon coming up, my days are full this week. They're full in the morning, they're full in the afternoon, they're full in the evening. And I've got several things that I've got coming up. The men's meeting, for instance. And I was praying over the men's meeting, praying in the Spirit. There are so many things to preach. And as I was praying in the Spirit, up from within, the direction came. The Lord showed me what to do. I sat down, I started to type. He's already got first draft of my message ready for the men. I'm telling you, He will help you. He'll help you with the enormity of the task that you have before you. He'll show you and reveal to you what to do. But we have to tap into that wisdom, and that wisdom will show us and reveal to us. In verses 11 and 12 from the New Living NIV translation, I guide you in the way of wisdom. The way of wisdom. The way of wisdom. I'm walking in the way of wisdom. How about you? I want to walk in the way of wisdom. It says, I guide you in the way of wisdom. I lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Wisdom sees every issue from God's perspective. It shows you everything from God's perspective, the way He's looking at it, the way He's seeing it, how He wants it done. And that's what I want. You and I do not have time to spin our wheels, get stuck in the mud. We need to be running this race that's set before us. And we need to know strategically what the Lord wants us to do and where we need to be and how we need to be doing it. And He wants to do that. So wisdom sees every issue from God's perspective. Wisdom is God's answer to everything we face. Wisdom is God's answer to everything that you face. And we can have one big line here today with everybody lined up telling us the issues that are going on in your life. And the simple answer to that is wisdom. gives you the answers that you need to have. The wisdom of God answers everything, everything that you face. Say this after me. The wisdom of God is the answer to everything I face. We cannot forget that wisdom. We cannot forget that that belongs to us. That's ours. Wisdom will unravel and untangle whatever mess we've gotten ourselves into. That's what the wisdom of God will do. I've been doing some study about Solomon and the wisdom that he had and that situation that he had with the two women and the baby and how he called for a sword. Wisdom called for a sword to divide the baby and the real mother stepped up. That's the wisdom of God. Boy, we all want to operate in that kind of level of the wisdom of God so that answers come clearly, answers come distinctly. God's wisdom will unravel and untangle whatever mess that we've gotten ourselves into. And all of that being said, what that does is a tremendous stress reliever. Even though you may not know the particular answer at that moment, you know there's wisdom for it. I know there's wisdom for that. And you have to begin saying that to one another. You'll bring up a problem or an issue or something financial, and one of you is going to say, there's wisdom for that. There's the wisdom of God for that. Where am I supposed to go to school? What does my future look like? There's wisdom for that. He cares so much about where you're going, what you're doing, your life. I look at my own life after I received Jesus as my Lord, and even before, he was hot on my pursuit. He was pursuing after me. When I was going to art school in Boston after I graduated from high school, that was during the time when there was the Jesus movement that was taking place. It was a move of God among young people. And I had people witnessing to me every day going to school. The Lord had people out there. He was watching over me. He was taking care of me. And then after I got saved, I look back over my life and I see where he has strategically placed me in this place and that place and the other place. And it's so interesting to me, Terry is 4 years older than 4 years younger than I am. I was going to say older, 4 years younger than I am. She's 4 years older in the word than I am. But anyway, 4 years younger than I am. But think about this. I went to art school for 2 years. I got saved in the midst of that. Then I left art school. I went back home. I worked in a church, served in a church. And worked, and I was out of college for 2 years, and then I had been watching Oral Roberts on television, seeing them on this broadcast every Sunday. They had the opening of that program where the plane would fly over the university, and I'm like, I want to go there. I want to go there. And I applied to ORU. I applied to Oral Roberts University, and I was really concerned about it because when I took my SATs when I was in high school, I did not feel well that day. My stomach was upset. So instead of telling the instructor, hey, can I come back and do this another time? I just sat there and I made designs out of the little circles because I wanted to go to art school. That's where I was heading. I thought, I won't need any of this. What do I need this for? I do not recommend that. Young people, I do not recommend that. So I made designs with all of those little dots. If you looked at my paper, it was really pretty amazing. So by the time I was going to ORU, I was really concerned that maybe, you know, but the Lord wanted me there. So whatever he did blinded their eyes or realigned the dots. I don't know what he did. Now that wouldn't be quite right, I guess. But anyway, they accepted me. I was accepted. I was accepted 4 years after I was in high school. And I got there on time to meet the brother-sister wings that they have. I met my sister wing, and Terry Copeland was on my sister wing, and it took an act of God to get us together finally. But we finally connected, and I mean, you see what has happened in my life and what's taken place. I'm following the Spirit of God. He has a plan, and it's a good one. It's a good one. He's got wisdom for you all along, strategic wisdom for you every step of the way, every step of the way. So the wisdom of God, it is a tremendous stress reliever. Turn to Colossians chapter 1. Say, I have the wisdom of God. In Colossians chapter 1, it talks about us being filled with his wisdom. Filled with the wisdom of God. Oh, I like that. Being filled with the wisdom of God. It says in verse 9 of Colossians chapter 1, "For this cause also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." The Amplified Translation says that you might be filled with the full, deep and clear knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom, in comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. So that's what they use as a definition for wisdom. It is comprehension in comprehensive insight into the ways and the purposes of God. Say, I receive comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. Now, we have not strayed from our topic of living stress-free, because when you know this, it doesn't matter what is facing you. The wisdom of God has the answer. He has the answer. He's going to show you what to do. Even in the most smallest detail, He's going to show you exactly and precisely what to do. I'll read this scripture to you, Proverbs 2, 6 and 7. "For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous." He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. Now, the righteousness, being made the righteousness of God in Christ, comes from being born again. How many of you are the righteousness of God in Christ? Yes. Look at the hands. Well, it says He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. The wisdom is there. It's there, but it's waiting for us. It's waiting for us to tap into that wisdom. And in just a moment, I'll show you how to tap into the wisdom of God. All we have to do is reach out and take it by faith. It has really been, because in the last part of this year, for Terry and me, that the calendar, there's a lot going on, a lot taking place. And we're in that season right now. We're in that particular season that between now and the end of the DC Victory Campaign, there's a lot going on in our lives. And you can look at that calendar and you can face it one of two ways. You can just wring your hands and shake your head and go, "How am I going to do this? How is it going to happen?" Or you can tap into the wisdom of God and say, "Lord, we're going to take this one day at a time. We'll take this thing one day at a time." You know, my big calendar that I have at home, gigantic calendar, and it has all of the dates of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, EMIC, the personal things that we have, gigantic calendar. And I was looking at that calendar one day, not too long ago, and my head was swimming. I was like, "Oh my gosh, look at this. And the Lord said, "Okay, here's what you need to do." This is wisdom. He said, I want you to take some paper and block out everything on that calendar except the week that you're in. Just block it out. Block it out. So I did that. And you know what I did? I went, I mean, all the stress was gone. It was just totally gone. And I thought, all I have to do is take this one week. That's all. And the Lord said, "Look, I've got the rest of this thing covered. I've got it covered. I'll help you in the Victory-thon. I'll help you minister to the men. I'll help you minister in church. I'll help you minister. I've got a couple of chapel services coming up." He said, "I'll show you exactly what to do when you go to Ukraine. I'll take care of it. I'll prepare it. I'll get it all ready. And there are other things in there that we're doing, some traveling we're doing in the midst of it." And so the Lord just said, "Just look at this thing one week at a time." And so I walk by that calendar now and I look over and go, it helped me. See, the Lord will do things. His wisdom will have you do things that connect with the way you think. Maybe some of you can look at a calendar and just it not move you at all. Well, for me, I really needed this. I really, really needed it. And you know what it did? It just, the pressure just came off. The pressure came off. And there's going to be strategic times of rest and break, and He'll take care of that. And He wants to do the same for you. Say, He wants to do the same for me. Now, this is one thing I want you to do. I want you to strike the phrase, "I don't know what to do," from your vocabulary. Strike the phrase, "I don't know what to do." Well, Pastor, what am I going to say instead? What if somebody comes to me and says, well, I need an answer for this. What are you going to do? And instead of saying, I don't know what to do, I've got something here. Want me to share it with you? Say, I believe, I receive the perfect wisdom of God. By faith, I know exactly what to do. I want you to write that down. You need to keep that handy. You need to keep it handy. I believe I receive the perfect wisdom of God. I believe I receive the perfect wisdom of God. By faith, I know exactly what to do. I know exactly what to do. So some of these things that I'm looking at and some of these things that I'm praying over, decisions that are before us, before me, you know what I'm saying to myself? I know what to do. By faith, I know what to do. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for showing me and revealing to me what to do about this. You have direction. You have guidance. See, what that does is it turns you in the other direction rather than carrying the care and the worry and laying awake at night, trying to figure out how to do it. Our brains were not created to carry the worry, the care, and the stress. Jesus is the one that carries that for us. We are not to do that. And you can work your brain into a frenzy. You can work your brain till you're at your wit's end about what to do. And you've left off the Word and you left off praying in the Spirit and tapping into the wisdom of God. He wants to show you that wisdom. He's sitting on the bench waving his hand going, me, pick me, pick me. I'll show you what to do. I'll show you what to do. There may be some young people in here right now that are praying about, they may be in their junior or senior year of high school, and they're praying about what to do, and they've been carrying the care of it. The Lord will show you. Spend some time praying in the Spirit. Spend some time going before Him and not taking the care with you, but saying to yourself, to help yourself, I know exactly where to go to school. I know exactly what to do by faith. By faith, I know exactly what to do about where I am supposed to go to school. That happened to me when I was getting ready to ORU, to go to ORU. I was 20, 21 at the time, getting ready to go to school. And when I was thinking about it, right at the time that I had applied and I got accepted, my pastor said to me, I want to train you up and mentor you and bring you right alongside with me in the church. This Baptist pastor wanted to do that for me. And I was torn. I was torn between whether I stay here, whether I go. And then I was asking everybody, what do you think? Some people said stay. Some people said go. Until one day I asked one guy, I said to him, what do you think I should do? He said, what do you want to do? What's on the inside of you? Oh, well, I didn't know anything at that time about being led by the Holy Spirit. We weren't taught that, but the Lord was helping me. He was helping me to move and get to the place that I needed to go. And here's how He helped me. This was my early years of being led by the Spirit. Whenever I thought about staying in New England, it was dark and cloudy and overcast. I think it's that way right now outside. It was kind of like a cloudy day, overcast. Whenever I thought about going to ORU, it was like blue sky and bright sun. And you know what? That was the wisdom that the Lord was giving me. He was showing me. He was revealing. He was revealing to this baby in Christ on a level that I could understand, on a level that I could comprehend, on a level that He could get me to where He needed to get me. I needed the wisdom of God on that. And He gave me that wisdom. He revealed it to me. And that's available. That is available to us. So say, I receive the perfect wisdom of God. By faith, I know exactly what to do. I'm going to take you to one more scripture and then we'll pray and get ready to go. James chapter 1. Turn to James chapter 1 with me. James 1. And we're looking at, we'll look at verses 2 through 8. James 1, 2 through 8. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith puts patience to work. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, about what? If any of you lack wisdom about the temptation or the trial or the thing that you might be going through, if any of you, any, not a selected few, any of you, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally. Liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So I'm telling you today, the way this thing works is there, number one, there is wisdom for you. There is wisdom for you about whatever it is that is causing you the most stress and concern and pressure, the pressure in your life. There's wisdom for that. There's direction for that. All we have to do is ask of him and he will give it to you liberally. He will give it to you liberally. And he will not withhold from you. But then it says, ask in faith, nothing wavering. Well, asking in faith is saying, Father, I believe I receive your wisdom and I believe I know what to do. I believe I know what to do. And then you smile. You smile. You get rid of that frown. You get rid of that worry face. And you smile. And you receive it by faith. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Well, we can't waver about it. You can't at one moment say, I believe I received that wisdom. And in the next moment, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I believe I received the wisdom. I don't know what to do. I believe I received the wisdom. I don't know what to do. No, you're mixing your seed in there. And it's not going to give you the desired result that you're wanting to have. So what we have to do is you can actually rewrite this scripture. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that doesn't waver, he's not like the wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. He led by the Spirit. He's led by the Spirit. Let that man think he shall receive of the Lord when you ask in faith. When you ask in faith, you believe you receive when you pray. I've got it. I've got it. I've got it. And it wouldn't hurt for some of you, the things that you're dealing with, going before the Lord, asking the Lord, I receive your wisdom for this, and just say, I got it. I got it. And you're thinking to yourself, well, not exactly. No, I've got it. I've got it. I know what to do. I know what to do. And people will stare at you and look at you and they'll say, what? What? And you go, I know what to do. I know what to do. I've got it. I've got it. What is it? What is it? I know what to do. I know what to do. I know exactly what to do. By faith, I receive it. I took it. I have it. I have the wisdom of God. And eventually, it will come flying out of your mouth. This is what we are to do. Woo! You've got to have it before you see it. You got to take it on the inside. I have got the wisdom of God. It's in here. It's on the inside of me. And so this thing, and what you're looking for in any situation is the key issue. Write that down, the key issue. The key, there's a key that opens the door, unlocks the door to whatever it is that's going on. Is it a legal situation? There's a key. There's wisdom. There's wisdom for this. And the wisdom of God in action. Again, I go back to Solomon and how he operated in that wisdom, in that situation. The wisdom of Solomon, unlike any man had seen before. To see somebody operate in the wisdom of God. To see them demonstrate the wisdom of God. I'm looking for some politicians who will just absolutely stand up and the wisdom of God will just flow out of them. Jesus grew in wisdom. We can grow in wisdom. We can grow in the wisdom of God. But to be able to stand up and say something, really to be able to stand up and say something that will absolutely shut everything down. All the fighting, all the arguing, all the going back and forth, wisdom, the wisdom of God. I believe for the wisdom of God to prevail in our nation. I believe for the wisdom of God to prevail in our lives. in this church, in our ministry, in all that we do, everything that we do, the wisdom of God prevailing. But we're looking for the key issue. Oral Roberts once told Brother Copeland, when a ministry is facing a financial blockade, you must go before the Lord and locate the key issue. The thing that's holding it up, what's holding it up? What's the hold up in it? One of the things that Brother Copeland has shared about this ministry, our church, the Bible school, strife will shut us down. Strife. So one of my biggest responsibilities as CEO is strife patrol. I'm watching for it. I'm listening for it. I'm listening for what's going on in the domain here to make absolutely sure that we do not have strife in this place, but we are walking in unity, harmony with one another. And it's clear. It's clear. But that's a key issue. And the key, or the wisdom of God, that's what the key is. The wisdom of God will unlock the door, Oral Roberts said, and get the finances flowing. So if there's a blockade of some kind, if there's a holdup somewhere, you just go before the Lord and receive that wisdom from Him. Yes, amen. Amen. Somebody just got some wisdom. Many years ago, Brother Copeland... I know. It's okay. It's okay. We have the wisdom, don't we? Yes. Sounds like us sometimes, doesn't it? Many years ago, Brother Copeland was experiencing joint pain. He asked the Lord, what is the key issue to this? The Lord told him to quit drinking coffee. This was way back when. He's flying for a living, I guess. I think that's when it was. And drinking cup after cup after cup after cup every day. And the Lord told him, he said, quit drinking coffee. And what happened? The joint pain went away. See, that's a key. That's the key. Say, I receive the key issue. Write these three things down. This is how we can help you with this. In getting the wisdom of God, receiving the wisdom of God. Terry and I have done this. We've done this on many occasions, a number of occasions where we've done this. And this is the wisdom that Kenneth has given us about doing this. And the first one is, pray about nothing except God's wisdom. And what he talked about doing was taking 1 to 3 days, 1 to 3 days, and pray about nothing else except the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God that is concerning the issue that's causing the greatest amount of pressure and stress. What you need to go into a place and just put that before the Lord. And if for some reason you can't take the 1 to 3 days off, fast your lunch or fast a meal or be able to take whatever time that you might watch TV or look on your phone, or you check your Instagrams or whatever it is, you take that time to go before the Lord and pray about nothing else except God's wisdom concerning that issue. And I love what Brother Copeland says. He usually gets it on the first day. It usually comes on the first day. But when you take 3 days to do that, the Lord will be able to show you things and expound and enlarge and bring to you what the wisdom is. The second thing then is to pray out the plan in tongues. What's the plan? What's the plan? Pray it out in the Spirit. God's wisdom comes out of the Spirit. The wisdom of God comes out of the Spirit. And praying in tongues is dipping into the bucket, down into the well of wisdom and knowledge, and then bringing that bucket back up. That's what you do when you're praying in the Spirit. That bucket is going down. It's going down into the well, and it's bringing up that wisdom that you need to know by praying in the Holy Spirit. Pray out the plan in tongues. 1 Corinthians 14:2, in the Spirit, He speaks mysteries, divine secrets, secret truths, and hidden things not obvious to the understanding. The key issue. Bless you. Are you okay? Oh, it's okay. Pastor George loves you. But oh, she's so cute. Look at her. Finish. Okay. Number three. Pray until you know what to do. Pray until you know what to do. Don't make a move until you get the wisdom of God. Don't let deadlines get you out of faith, into worry, stress. The answer will come, and it'll look like the easiest thing that you have ever done. Number one, and while I'm repeating this, musicians, come on up here. Come on up here. Number one, pray about nothing else except God's wisdom. Just take some time to do that. Number two, pray out the plan in tongues. Number three, pray until you know what to do. So let's stand up together. We're going to make a declaration of the wisdom of God over our lives, over ourselves. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Do you have the wisdom of God? You know that wisdom has been stored up for you. That should bring great relief. That should bring you over into a place of faith, encouragement. That should be an encouragement to you. All right, put your hand over your heart and say this after me. According to Colossians 1:9, I am filled with the full, deep and clear knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom, comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. According to Isaiah 11:12, the Spirit of the Lord rests upon me. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge. And of the fear of the Lord. According to 1 Corinthians 1:30, Jesus has been made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. According to Proverbs chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, the Lord gives me wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. God has laid up sound wisdom for me. According to Ephesians 1:17, God has granted me a spirit of wisdom and revelation of insight into mysteries and secrets. In the deep and intimate knowledge of Him. I believe, I receive the perfect wisdom of God. By faith, I know exactly what to do. And having that knowledge brings great peace into my life. Stress and pressure, you can't get in. I am filled with the love of the Father. And I rejoice in that right now. Come on, rejoice in the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Praise God. Altar ministers, if you'd please make your way up here to the front.